Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say welcome back to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way, because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. It is so surreal, this moment. I just have to say I am so beyond thrilled to be back. Wine Face is back. We heard the call and we came to action. It's such a gift that Dear Media and I are coming back together. This is a momentous occasion because I just wanted to hop on really fast and let you know why we're back, what's been happening, where have I been, and also where are we going to go with Wine Face 2.0. Personally, I mean, just like all of you, we went through the pandemic. That shit was cray. And now we're on some other side of it. I don't even know. But professionally, things are popping off. First and foremost, let's just start with the real nugget of I ghosted y'all. And I got to say, I'm sorry. I was giving you all that wine 411. And then I was like, I got to bounce and not tell you why. Basically, the pandemic hit and we went into this like SOS mode, got to save the businesses. We don't know what's going to happen. Everyone's wiping their groceries down. People are drinking a shit ton of wine. And so the bulldozer of business just took me to another level. I never stayed home from work one day during the pandemic. There is no work from home in restaurants. And my commute was glorious. So Wine Face, unfortunately, took a back seat. I tried to do it at home and it wasn't where my focus was. And I think everyone, you know, could understand that. And then the time went on and I just didn't record and I didn't record. And I honestly have someone who's been on my team almost a year now, who it has been on our goals list. Shout out to Nicole, to bring Wine Face back. And I always wanted to do it. And now I have the time to do it. And I think it's really important that we keep dropping these nuggets of gold onto people's laps. But listen, let me just tell you that there's some new, fun, exciting stuff that I think everybody can expect from these episodes and what we're trying to do monthly and annually. I mean, not only are we going to have wine geek outs and little pop culture snacks and food and wine everything, you know, I'm so steeped in that. We are going to be opening and expanding the borders of wine. We're going to be talking about chefs. We're going to talk to chefs. We're also going to do some cool little segments that I think will make it fun for people to relate to whatever guests we have on, or also to relate to ourselves. I want to dig deep into shop talk. What does that mean? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. No, shop talk is some nitty gritty. It's like, what are corks? Why are they important? What are synthetic corks? What's up with screw cap? Things like that. I also want to toe dip into a cocktail corner. So we're going to be talking about recipes of cocktails I'm making at my house, seasonally driven, that are so easy. I guarantee you they are no more than 4 ingredients. Maybe most of them, I like them to be 3. You won't need any special skills or mixology brouhaha to make them. Really excited by that. Every time I have a guest, I'm going to do you bring, I bring, which means they bring a bottle, I bring a bottle. And it is really about celebrating that person, a wine they're excited about in this moment, and why I brought a wine for them. So this is kind of the sort of teaser. Is that what people say? Teaser alert. We also want to encourage everyone all over the world to follow us on Instagram at Helen's Wines, because that's where we also are going to be putting some of these cocktail corner tidbits, sprinklings of nuggets of knowledge that then you can crack open in a deeper sense right here on this podcast. And honestly, I'm turning 40 this year and my relationship to wine has changed. I mean, we have 4 Helen's Wines now in Los Angeles, with one on the way in Miami and another one in Los Angeles coming. I had a baby. You know, my team has grown. I've tasted so many wines in the last 4 years. And also, I think the way that I want to talk about wine, it is about natural wine. It is about organic wine, but it's also let's open up those boundaries and be more inclusive. So the world of wine has changed. Also, there's a lot of celebrity wine, which, teaser alert, we're going to get into that as well. I'm really excited to have you all back. There's so much exciting wine hot goss, which maybe there isn't hot goss in wine, but trust me, I'm creating that category. So buckle up, get your wine glass, get your little wine opener, grab your current obsession favorite bottle from your fridge. I am so excited to go on this wine journey with you, and literally could not be more excited for my guests for this first episode back. They are 2 very inspiring women. They have started a wine company from basically nothing. And when I mean nothing, it's they didn't know anything about wine. And they have built this mega wine brand that I have so much respect for. I had a tiny little sliver of a hand in helping them. And when I say a sliver, the credit is really due to them. Catherine Power and Cameron Diaz are going to be my wine face, back at it, back in your face, guests today. And we're going to be talking about Aveline, which is their brand of wine, how they started it. They take such a unique approach to not only how they make the wine, but how they are also breaking down the barriers of wine for everyone. So let's get right into it. Catherine and Cameron, thank you so much for coming on Wine Face.
Thank you, Helen.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You were literally my first thought when I thought about relaunching, because I was kind of like, is the podcast dead to me? I don't know, but I want to bring it back because people need the gems of knowledge, which we're going to drop today. And I was like, I have to have Catherine and Cameron on.
The gems of knowledge is what we got from you from the very beginning of Aveline.
Ugh, yeah, you're Helen's such an important part of the Aveline story.
I know.
I mean, I feel so touched. I'm blushing. We could take it back to that day.
Should we tell people?
We should tell people.
Yeah. I really want to tell people.
I mean, I'll tell you, I just roll up to Cameron's house one day wearing some Doc Martin boots. And I was like, I'm here to teach this wine class. I don't know what's happening. And then turned out to be a session of like 6 amazing women who were like, wait, what? Wine could be a little fucked up. I don't know how y'all remember it, but
we had been kicking around the idea of wine, and we really didn't know. Our big question hadn't been answered, is what is in wine? That was like our big question. We were, you know, sitting having a glass of wine one day on my porch, drinking it, going, you know what? I can't even have a second glass because it just hurts too much. And I don't understand why. And we turned around the label because we were like, what is in wine anyhow? Mm. And we realized that there's no labels. There's nothing that tells us the ingredients. And we're like, but what is in this wine? It's got to be more than just fermented grapes, you know, which is our own sort of naivete. And I was like, I know somebody who can tell us. And I actually went back to our text.
Yes.
And scrolled all the way to the top. And at like, and it was our conversation. I was like, hey, you know, Catherine was saying, let's get Helen, let's do it on a weekend and have some friends and we can all learn about it. And I was like, can you give us a little lowdown? You're like, I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Anytime I could like get the message out, you all were so engaged, it blew my mind. And what you've created, Aveline, which we're going to get into, just like takes it to another inspiring level.
I think the biggest thing that you taught us was what matters is what's not in the bottle.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. Like in the world of commercial wines, where you go down the grocery store aisle and for the masses, like it's what's not in the wine. And so once we were like, we're not using any of the things that can be in wine. We're only putting in like the bare minimum, the like
the
most beautiful
yes.
parts of what wine is celebrated for, which is the terroir, which we learn from you.
This is very unexpected. You know, I was like, know. This does not have to do with any of my questions. No, I mean.
You
know,
but it really was. Like, it informed everything for us. Every time you would drop some knowledge on us, we'd both look at each other like, what? You know?
You were the first person to tell us that over 73 ingredients can be added throughout the winemaking process without any disclosure. Mm-hmm. And you went on to explain what some of those things are. And yeah. we were floored. And I remember having a bunch of different wines on the table, some that you brought from your shop, which we consider to be clean, and some really commercial wines that we all know and used to love. And you literally looked at that bottle and you said, just so you know, that's the equivalent of eating McDonald's.
Yeah. We won't name names, but
we
it's
won't
true.
Name names,
it's
but
true.
That really stuck with us. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just two curious consumers that are trading everything in our life for a cleaner version. As we started to embark on creating this brand and sharing our story, you know, as two people who knew nothing about this industry coming into it, you were so kind and welcoming.
Yeah, you were.
It was my pleasure.
We're not part of that story and, you know, the history. And we just knew what the consumer wanted. We wanted to bring that to life. And so we had to start talking to experts like you to start learning about it. So thank you.
No, I mean, you're welcome, but thank you. I mean, that is honestly why I wanted to talk to you today specifically is I have had some amazing winemakers who come into my shop and they see Aveline. And at first, they get a tiny bit judgy. Like, they're like, what is this about? And there's this really famous natural natty winemaker. And she actually ordered Aveline through, like, our website. Didn't even tell me she was doing it. The person who runs our orders op showed it. And they were like, you know her? And I saw her for lunch. And she was like, I have so much respect that you carry that wine because the wine's actually really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think that's part of what today is for me is there's a misconception for a lot of people about Aveline still. And I feel like it's really important. We're going to bridge some of that gap.
Yeah.
So we talked about the ethos, which started from like clean wine. Is that how you talk about Aveline now still?
That's how we think about it. It's really, you know, wine made from organic grapes. And as you know, when wine is made with organic grapes, there is a whole set of standards that comes along with that. So parameters on what else can be added. And that's how we think about it. And, you know, when we learned that most of the wines at your shop are made with organic grapes and have very little intervention, we started buying our wine there. And as we started to go out in the world, our favorite restaurants, hotels, you know, grocery stores, we tried to buy cleaner wine and there was no way to identify it. People didn't even put on the bottle if their wine was organic or not.
And I think that when we say clean and we don't really, we try to sort of push away from it a little because we got a lot of blowback from it. But
I don't think you should. Yeah. I think it's okay to say it.
I think what we always said was we don't define it that way. The consumer does.
Exactly.
You know, the consumer is looking for that for themselves in everything that they participate in, whether it's skincare or even the cotton they put on their bed, you know, what they're looking for is something that is clean, in quotes. So those sort of parameters and guidelines is something that is the consumer has set out for us.
And they're demanding.
And they do it to me as well. They're like, you're a natty wine shop. And I'm like, yes, but like, I don't put myself in that box.
Yeah. Right.
It's too limiting, but people are comfortable with labels. So it's natural.
We went to the, in our pursuit, I think one of the first things we did after we kind of decided, let's do this, and we were looking for wine, is we went to the natural wine fair downtown.
Yeah.
And we like were trying all the wines. We were like, maybe we'll find our providers here. Mm. And what, you know, we knew the distinction for sort of natural wines, the 100, you taught us about parts per million,
mm-hmm.
and that it's below 100
parts
per
sulfur,
if
yep.
you add sulfur, mm-hmm. right? And that it's naturally occurring in the vineyard. And so even natural wines have a level of parts per million 40 to 60.
Yeah, like there's no sulfur-free wine.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. So, you know, we set that standard for ourselves with Auvoline that we weren't going to go over 100 parts per million. We were going to stay under. And our wines are actually between 60 and 80 with added sulfur, purely for the beginning, ending of yep. fermentation and then stabilization for bringing it from France and Spain. We're not able to just yeah. not add sulfur.
Gotta do
and
it.
We gotta do it. But our standard is that it has to be below that 100 parts per million.
I love that.
So, you know, and I think that you can really tell in the wine the reverence for the grape and the winemaking process, because we have generational winemakers and farmers. You know, you can taste the reverence for the land and the grape.
Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of people, and it's, I think, okay that people don't know this, but all of the different wines, we're going to get into them, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
They're all from specific places, from family farms. They're
yes.
not just like rando grapes grabbed, but that the whole point of the brand is that it's about identifying the grape and making it easily to digest the info on the label, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, we don't put the varietals on because we also believe that our drinkers are not the traditional drinkers who are mm-hmm. looking for the varietal. They're looking for a taste profile.
Yeah.
So we do, instead of providing the varietal, because a Zerillo, people are going to go, what's a Zerillo? We
yeah.
went, what's a Zerillo? We don't know what a Zerillo
like,
is, but we know
this?
What it tastes like.
Yeah.
And when
it.
We give them the taste profile, they're like, actually, that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
It's one thing, you know, we want it to be organic. Anything we add to our wine mm-hmm. is an organically derived product. So, mm-hmm. you know, we use organic yeast if we're going to add yeast. Our fining agents are vegan, which a lot of people don't know, that often wine is filtered
you told
with
us that, and we were floored.
Yeah.
That's why wine's not vegan. Yeah.
Wine is often, you know, filtered with animal byproducts. But you know, at the end of the day, we're really discerning wine drinkers, too. I mean, we would buy your, you know, wines from your
yeah.
shop that you would curate. And we, you know, we have, I think, good taste. So
you have great palate.
Yes, you know, this is by no means a sort of bulk wine business or licensing
nope.
deal. This is, you know, soil to glass, as they say. And it was really important for us to, you know, seek out the best winemakers for each one of our blends. We knew the taste profile that we wanted to hit because we did a bunch of research with our community. And then, you know, we basically went out and found generational farms that had been growing grapes and creating wine like this for generations and just maybe weren't talking about it. So that's been a really exciting part of our journey, too, is just to kind of highlight what these vineyards are doing in this kind of wine
mm.
and really help them make a bigger business out of their
land. That honestly
land.
Is the key point. Like, why can't natural wine, organic wine farmers expand? It's something I talk about in the wine community a lot. Do you guys feel like you're part of the wine community? Do you see pros and cons? This isn't like I don't know, because I think of you as part of the wine community, but how do you see it from your side?
You know, I mean, I think we really just think about our consumer. We have gotten some really great accolades, some really great ratings from, you know, wine experts, and that's so great. But at the end of the day, like, we have a good idea of what this customer wants, and we feel they had been underserved.
Mm.
So we really just think about what's best for that customer, what they're going to want next. And the most exciting part has been the consumer response more than anything else.
And we really wanted it to be accessible. That
yeah.
was the thing that we were having such a hard time when we were getting curated packages from you and also sending you pictures of the menu at the restaurant we were at to say which one of these
yeah,
can
we order. Yeah, I was like, it's been a long time since I got a text.
Yeah.
I feel like Catherine, you'd be like, I'm at a hotel in New York.
Yes.
What is safe
That's
to drink?
That's what I used
and I was
to do.
Like, I would literally be like, I'm like, tequila? Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
None of it. Champagne.
I've learned how to do it on my own
yeah.
now. I look up every vineyard. Like, if it's a brand I don't recognize, I'll look it up and try to understand how they farm. And
mm-hmm.
usually you can, if they farm organically or they have some sort of organic practice, it usually means they're making other really thoughtful choices and
yeah.
it's a pretty clean product.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that we were doing that with you And we were walking down the aisle of other wine shops.
Yeah.
Or grocery stores, and having nobody there to answer our question about what was important to us.
Well, how would you buy a wine? The label or previously?
Well, previously.
Or even now?
Well, like now I look everything up and try to find yeah. out where, you know, what part. If, you know, it's harder for me, like, you know, I'm more reluctant to drink a California wine now.
You know too much.
I know too much.
You know too much.
And so I really look for like organic vineyards to, and then I'm like, I'll take a chance on it if it's organic vineyard. That's basically how I base it off of it. But sort of not being able to find this kind of wine without mm-hmm. really knowing what you were looking for and being very specific about which bottles you bought, we were like, this doesn't make any sense. We live in California. It's a mecca of wellness. Like, if it's hard for us to do it, that was the other aspect of it. It was like, okay, let's give our consumer exactly what is and isn't in the bottle. Let's tell them about what it tastes like, how it pairs with their lifestyle, because that's also another bit of communication we give to our consumer via the label.
Right.
And we also were like, let's make it accessible everywhere that we can. Like, not just in a specialty shop like yours, which we're so proud to be a part of that yeah. you even, like, carry us, but that we're across the country and every chain grocery store in yeah. every state. And we have loyal consumers who are looking for us and more who are discovering us, and great distributor partners and great store retail partners that have really supported us and given us space on their aisles and end caps and been really engaged with us and our community.
It's incredible. I mean, it's the only Venn diagram wine of me in a grocery store. Yeah. It's my only exception, because I'm like, awesome. I don't mess with that grocery store wine usually.
No.
Okay, so today is the premiere edition of You Bring, I Bring, which is a tasting of wines. I brought some wine, and you guys brought some wine. Should yes. we show everybody what
yeah,
we brought?
Absolutely.
We all brought Aveline. Okay, so I brought the three bottles that I carry in the shop, which I feel are your, like, core. Signature line. How do you... Core line. And then y'all brought two wines I'm
two
really excited to... Yeah, so, and these are direct-to-consumer.
Yes.
DTC.
Limited edition Blanc and a Cab.
I'm very happy that you launched a Cab, because I think this was, like, a long time coming. When I saw the Pinot, I was like, they did it, they crushed it,
yeah.
they ripped it. And now to see
how
the Cab.
How good was the Pinot, though?
So good.
How amazing. I miss it already.
I was like, can we buy some
yeah.
for the shot? And they were like, we might be able to sneak some. Anyway.
And that was from the States. That's Russian River.
Yeah.
So smart. So what should we taste?
What haven't you tasted?
Well, I haven't tasted the Cab. I've had the Grenache Blanc.
Yeah.
It's up to y'all. I'm happy to...
Let's taste the Cab.
Tell me about this Cab, because when I met you both, you're both very specific wine drinkers. You had really great tastes. And maybe your palates have changed. I know you were really into full body reds,
yeah.
very specific about white wine and sparkling wine and how it tasted. So,
and I liked the lighter reds, but now
yep.
she's obsessed with our Pinot Noir, which
yeah.
is very
yeah.
light. But yeah, we wanted to come up with, you know, a richer, deeper red. It's one of our mm-hmm. most requested wines by our consumer, a Cab. But, you know, everything we do at Aveline is just a little lighter and a little...
less extracted.
Yeah.
Is this made in California? The grapes are grown here?
We went through
such a process. The grapes are from
Washington.
Yeah,
yeah, we're in Washington.
Like, Washington, I'm telling you, is on the up and up for...
And that's why it's a little bit like a little lighter
Cheers.
Of a...
Less little less. Lighter of a... It's cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
First time
oh.
tasting. You're like, Cabernet Sauvignon, I can't quit you.
I can't.
That's a Cab I can get behind.
Yeah.
And I drink light reds, like, mm-hmm. exclusively. It's really pretty.
This doesn't punch you in the face.
No, it's, like, full but bright. It's a little crunchy
yeah.
in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, it has texture, but the longer it's open, the softer it's going to get.
Exactly. The Cabbie's like a little air.
So what do you drink at home when no one's watching? Like, is it all Aveline all the time?
All the time.
Really is.
Yeah.
I text Cameron, like, all the time and say,
Stop.
Thank God we made this.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I thought that was true. Really?
It's true.
It truly is. Every time we try to deviate, we just... don't enjoy it as much.
What about when you go out to dinner?
I take a bottle with
you. Roll with.
We bring it everywhere.
You're always
we go.
I'll cork it, dude.
And now our
you know what I mean? I'll pay a corkage fee. Yeah. I don't care. I'm like, yeah, fine, pay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, yeah. So now we're just having right the now. Restaurants that we frequent, you know, start to carry Ovaline. Mm. Because when we launched, you know, we launched in the middle of the pandemic. So we went right into grocery. You know, we didn't even think about restaurants and hotels because they weren't open.
Right.
So now, you know, we're
it's a whole new market.
You know, rolling into hot spots across LA. We're in the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
You know, Craig's.
What's the?
Toscana. Oh, we're at all the H. Wood properties.
Mm-hmm. John and Vinny's.
Helen's Wine Shop.
Yeah, yeah. Helen's Wine Shop, John and Vinny's on the wine list.
And we're at the Helen's Wine Bar in John and Vinny's Beverly Hills that
exactly.
just opened.
It's really amazing. You have to come by. It's
really
like drinking
to.
Ovaline off black terrazzo. It's nothing sexier. No, it's amazing. I can't wait to have you in. We're going to drink all the Ovaline. Tell me about, it could be with Ovaline or without, the best dining experience you've had recently.
Stateside?
Yeah, no.
Anywhere? Yeah. I was just in Italy this
oh my
summer.
God. Tell me about the best Italian dining experience you had.
Just like, you know, every day.
Just all the clams.
Every day, yeah. Like the handmade pasta and the piccata, the chicken piccata.
Which region? Tuscany?
I was in Umbria.
Ooh, yes.
So we good. Actually had such a nice lunch on Saturday, and we broke open a little rosé together.
That's right, we did.
Ooh.
We had a really
did
yummy.
Did you cook it?
I didn't cook. We had somebody who made our meal.
It was a delicious salad, and it was just the right time for a little rosé with ice.
And we literally were like, we haven't done this in so long. Like a day drink. Like I don't drink wine during the day like ever anymore. I used to. It used to be a nice little lifestyle there.
Yeah.
But
bodies change.
Yeah.
It
don't
really
do
is
it.
Crazy.
But we kind of were like, should we? And we did. And we were kind of walking around with these wines. And we said, this is what we did it for.
Yeah.
Like, this is why.
You're like all but, you're high on your own supply.
Exactly.
And it was great.
Oh. It was really fun.
It was so good.
Oh my God. You got a day drink like Catherine and Cameron. It's perfect. Just occasionally.
No.
It was fish.
It was just
chicken.
It was just like one of those most. And then as soon as I said, isn't this why we did it? And we're like, we just don't do it. It was so long ago that we started it that we're like, we already don't do it anymore.
So this is what's wild is a lot of people think Ovaline's a new brand, but you've been working at it for like five years.
Let's see.
It's been in the market too.
My son just turned five. And I think we started working on it when he was maybe 6 or 8 months old or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
we started how we said in the beginning where we kind of did our research. And then we were like, okay, let's find our wine. Mm-hmm. And we were drinking a lot of wine to find out who we wanted to be our providers or who we wanted to approach.
To
then
makes
the blends. And then, you know, then it was getting in touch with them. Then it was building a relationship with them. Then it was lots of phone calls. And then finally, Catherine and I just flew over to Europe, the two of us, and had meetings with them and, you know, spent the time, a day in the vineyards and walking through the facilities and going and doing, you know, seeing these amazing cellars and really just having connection to the winemakers and the land. And once we figured out, you know, who that was, it was then we were already sort of in the process of doing labels and designing the packaging and going
brand
through the
story
brand story and all that and getting
it was
our,
a lot of work. I was watching from very far away, but I remember just being called in a few times for some taste this wine. What do you think? In the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a whirling dervish of like new business creation. Like there was no half step in it. It was like so serious. It was wild.
We went in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we found somebody to help us take it to get us a distributor, got a CEO, got our distributor, and then it was, you know, COVID hit.
Oof.
And we were sort of doing all of the sales over Zooms, which in a wild way, it really helped us because historically, you know, you have to go and meet with them
in person, and we would not have been able to meet
so
that many
time.
People. We covered so much ground, and we were able to get it into stores so quickly.
Because we were doing, everybody was doing Zooms, and they were doing way more Zooms than they could ever do in-person meetings. So we got on people's schedule, and we would just, you know, give them our story, and we had the presentation, and we had our, you know, our sales team, and we would just beg them to take us in.
It's a lot of work, though. Don't discredit. It's a lot of work. Yeah. I guess COVID did make a lot of things, and people were ready to drink great wine that was more geared to a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, starting any business is hard, and it takes a lot of work. And this was, you know, again, we were entering into this, you know, industry that has been around forever, and we're just, you know, curious consumers. And so it took pushing and education to get people to take us seriously. And we saw that some people really got it right away, like yourself. And those are the people that we ended up partnering with, you know, our distributor, our winemakers. I mean, we really had to convince them to take a chance on us. And we had to take a stab at what our volume would be and get them to commit a certain amount of grapes. So it was a really fun process, but we're so grateful for everybody that saw the opportunity with Aveline and the quality we were trying to maintain. And
do you think you'll ever work Harvest, Girls Trip?
I would love to. Should we?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We should definitely.
That's got to be a natural part.
It was.
Crush some grapes, foot trod, just get in there.
Because we did all our sourcing before COVID, that was the plan. Our first harvest, we were like, we're coming end of August. We're here.
Yeah.
And then, bam.
Yeah. Shut down.
We were like, oh, we don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I think you just got to pick one. I think it'd be a cool experience.
It's either France or Spain, baby.
Where there you go.
Where
I know.
You go?
Oh, France.
You know?
These
France.
Farms are just so beautiful. Ugh, so
it's just like, it's a life that you know is so hard, farming.
Yeah.
But like, seems so enriched to live. Yeah. You're around it. You're just like,
so
I'm energized.
From our normal lives.
From our LA life.
It's the culture, their spaces, it's just so beautiful.
Can you talk about any new exciting Aveline wines on the horizon? Like something like the Cabernet Sauvignon next year?
We just launched Cab. You know, we are continuing to test, you know, limited edition wines. And, you know, when they become really popular, like the Pinot Noir has, then we make them permanent SKUs and on drinkaveline.com. But, you know, we are continuing to, you know, create new wines, you know, with the Aveline kind of filter of transparency and organic grapes, and really just listening to the community to see what they want from us next. And we're excited to keep building it.
Got to make an orange wine. And I love the Pet Nat. I think orange wine would do a little limited run.
Yeah, we could. Definitely.
We're
totally open to it. We want to do like a little bit more of a, because we did a Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try the Chardonnay?
I don't think so.
It's more of like a Frenchy Chardonnay, a brighter Chardonnay.
Yep.
It wasn't
like a Chablis.
It wasn't like the kind of
luxurious and full Rolls Royce.
Yeah, we didn't do the California buttery bomb kind of stuff. So we're working right now on a blend for a more
traditional Chardonnay,
California style
Chardonnay
that doesn't have all the stuff that. Usually you have to use to make it a California Chardonnay.
You're going after those Rombauer customers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you see them and you're like, they shouldn't be buying that. They should be buying Aveline.
We want them to have what they want.
I'm 100% with
you.
Yeah.
They need
to give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
Give us all the handmade pasta. Oh my God. That's really exciting. Every time you're coming out with stuff, I love it. It's really, really inspiring. Okay. Catherine and Cameron.
Aww.
Cameron and Catherine, before we wrap, I love to put my guests through like a little mini rapid fire. It's a right now rapid fire. Doesn't have to do with Aveline. Doesn't have to do with wine. Really has to do with whatever you want. Do you want to
try it?
Go for it.
I'm so bad at these things because I start to think.
No, don't think.
I know.
This will be easy.
Okay,
it starts about wine. Okay, white or red?
Red.
White.
Light or full?
Light.
Light.
Orange or rosé?
Rosé.
All day. Fill in the blank. Fried chicken plus?
Waffles?
Yeah.
Fried chicken, salt.
Ooh.
Just like doused in salt.
I love fried chicken.
I love fried chicken more than anything.
Like, literally.
It's my favorite. It's my last meal.
Oh, I had the best fried chicken this summer in Virginia. It was out of control. And I'm pretty sure they marinated in coolers in Virginia, Orange, Virginia. The sticks. It's another time. We all got to go eat that fried chicken, and it would go really well with all the wine. Truffles or caviar?
Ooh, come on. That's not fair.
Caviar, probably.
I don't know.
It's really tough.
It's such a tough question.
Truffles with caviar.
Oh, shit.
On a Handmade pasta.
I think you could do that. Caviar, white truffles. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love both so much. Current drink order.
Current drink order other than wine?
No, it's anything you want. Current drink order.
Oh, a rosé spritzer.
Rosé spritzer.
Made with Aveline.
Awesome.
I love our Pinot. I do. I really love it.
Pinot.
It's gone. And I'm so bummed.
It'll come back.
It'll come back.
That's kind of the beauty of Aveline, too, is I like the seasonality of the single varietal wines.
Yeah.
So cool. I want your Aveline spritzer recipe.
It's great. I just do the Aveline rosé with a little LaCroix. I do the Pamplemousse LaCroix.
Ooh.
And some muddled strawberries and peaches if I have, and then a little lemon peel.
Ooh.
And ice. It's delicious.
I'm very into that.
Yeah.
You both did great at the rapid fire.
All right.
Super easy. Thank you both so much for coming. Where can people find out more about Aveline?
At our website, drinkaveline.com.
Yes, they can. Thank you.
And they can follow us on Instagram too. It's just Aveline.
At Aveline. Mm-hmm. I love that. And drinkaveline.com. Everybody go, load up your carts, best decision you'll make. Thank you both so much for taking the time to come on Wine Face. I can't wait to see the rest of the Aveline lineup roll out for the future of wine because it's just going to keep going. And if you want to buy the Core 3, which we didn't taste today, but it's a white, a red, and a rosé, and they're all really delicious and like scintillating and exciting, and they're easy to drink because they're screw caps, you can go to helenswines.com or drinkaveline.com. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Helen.
Catherine and Cameron, they are just literally the best. I could talk to them all day. It blows my mind how much they've learned about wine. It literally feels like yesterday that we were sitting around a table at Cameron's house just tasting 20 different bottles and talking about the real deal behind the label or what's in the bottle. But if you want to try Aveline, you can always come by Helen's Wines. We have the core lineup that we were talking about. But Aveline also wanted to offer a little something-something for those who maybe want to go and try the Cabernet Sauvignon, or maybe the Pinot Noir will be back at some point soon, Cameron's favorite. But you can use the code WINEFACE at checkout on Aveline.com to get 15% off your order. Unfortunately, this does not apply to previous orders or subscriptions and cannot be combined with another offer. But that's pretty dope. You can get 15% off at checkout using WineFace, WINEFACE, all caps. This offer expires November 30th. So I would head on over ASAP, get those Thanksgiving wines. Cheers.